1876. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, whoa, where did that come from? Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday, January 14th, 2026 edition. Man, that hasn't happened in a long time. Dave Ajima listening into the show this morning. He said, it's so sad that Americans are so economically ignorant. I place most of the fault on the educators who have never been out of a classroom, and they teach our kids pure socialism instead of capitalism. Yeah, I can agree with that one 100%. And that's what I was basically talking about. Stop teaching socialism. Start teaching capitalism. Start teaching real history, real U.S. history. Stop with your woke political agenda. Then your perception numbers will go up. You have to understand that people are sick and tired of you doing this to our kids. And then basically in a situation where we have to counter much of what you teach them. This is absolutely, absolutely part of your problem. And you can point to higher numbers of income with a college degree compared to high school graduates. But how about comparing people with college degrees to people who have gone to technical schools? People who have become welders, plumbers, electricians, carpenters. There is alternatives, and a college degree is not the only higher education program available to people out there. Now, the person, what is her name? There it is. Rana Cruz, President, CEO of Optech Solutions and co-founder of Digital Lakes. This study underscores a very simple truth. Investing in Michigan's public universities isn't just good education policy, it's smart economic policy. Well, it might be smarter economic policy for the universities and the professors, but when it comes to the students, I don't think they're getting the value for the dollars they're being charged. Dave Ageman comes back. These are actually two bills that he had presented when he was a state representative for passage under Governor Rick Snyder. Two bills that need to be passed in Michigan. American Laws for American Courts, which will prevent the use of Sharia law in our court system. The second one, anyone involved in human trafficking, automatic death penalty. Any Democrat or our governor who vetoes these bills is for foreign Islamic laws and child abuse. Both are winning bills for the Republicans and would trap the Democrats in this election year. Dave, you know what you need to do? You need to go to Lansing and have a sit down with the speaker, Matt Hall, or call him up on the phone. I know you have his number. I absolutely agree from a political strategy point of view that your bills, number one, should have been passed years ago. American laws for American courts. Also, your E-Verify for documenting worker status absolutely should have been passed. I say include that one in your package of two bills. Add that one in back as well. E-Verify. And then get a hold of Matt Hall and have a lunch with him. Even if it means you have to drive to Lansing, or have him come and meet with you, whatever you can do, but it needs to happen. These are winning Republican bills in the House. And if we get back the gridlock situation after next month's primary in May's special election, if we get a Republican to win that seat, it's going to be 19-19 in the Senate. Force the current Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who now has announced he's running for Secretary of State, force him to break the tie against it. Have the Lieutenant Governor kill it. Kill all 3-year bills in the Senate. Especially American laws for American courts. You know why? Garland Gilchrist, the lieutenant governor, he's a Muslim. There's no way he would allow that law, American laws for American courts, to pass in our state Senate this year. Put him on the record as to why he basically voted against it and killed it, stopped it in the state Senate. Those bills would never even get to Gretchen Whitmer's desk. It's not going to happen there. Better yet, it would happen with Garland Gilchrist breaking the tie against your 3 bills. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a call later this afternoon when I'm driving to discuss it with you. But very good points. Very, very good points. Former State Representative, Conservative Dave Ajima. Now, the Michigan Democratic Party came out yesterday blasting Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Mike Rogers for his perceived position on health care as of yesterday, framing it as him being supportive of an insurance premium hike that thousands of Americans will encounter this year. Holding a virtual press conference, Michigan Democrats deployed what's proved to be a salient line of attack for the party as it approaches the 2026 midterms, saying that rising health insurance costs are now factoring into a broader affordability crisis. Furthermore, Democratic speakers took a very populist tone, accusing Mike Rogers of being out of touch with such economic hardships, given his wealth. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel said he's someone who supports Medicaid cuts while he lives in his Florida mansion. Hertel and other speakers pointed to Rogers' several votes as he represented Michigan's 8th Congressional District, House District, from 2001 to 2015 to reduce federal spending on health insurance, including his vote against former President Barack Hussein Obama's landmark 2010 healthcare legislation known as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Rogers, while being a congressman from the 8th District of Michigan, voted against it. Additionally, it claimed that Rogers has previously said he would vote against any compromise to extend the ACA subsidies, which expired at the start of this year. Asked about the basis of that characterization, Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Joey Hanum pointed to December 2025's Politico's report, in which Rogers was quoted saying, "We can't just put another Band-Aid on a broken healthcare system," end quote. Hanum also noted Rogers' public statement cheering President Donald Trump's landmark legislation passed last year as the One Beautiful Bill Act, which the Republican-controlled Congress pushed through even as Democrats unsuccessfully pushed for a provision that would have extended the ACA subsidies. Since then, political liabilities for Republicans in opposing the extension of these health care subsidies have further laid bare this past week. 17 House Republicans, several in swing states, joined with Democrats to advance a bill that would extend the tax credits for 3 years. Representative Jason Morgan, Democrat Ann Arbor, said Rogers' support for the big One Big Beautiful Bill. Think about that for a second. Permanent tax giveaways for the wealthy and expiring health care subsidies for working families. That should tell you everything you need to know about Mike Rogers' priorities. The bottom line is this: a vote for Mike Rogers would be a vote for higher health care costs. Well, Rogers' spokesperson, Elisa Brulette, did not respond to requests for comments at the publication time of this story. Rogers told the Washington Reporter, a conservative publication, back in August, that the One Big Beautiful Bill would protect Medicaid by concentrating on funding those that it's intended to help most: seniors, children, and the disabled. We'll wrap up this story on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Continuing on with this story that the Democrat, Michigan Democrat Party put out, basically attacking Mike Rogers, the presumed nominee for Republicans for the U.S. Senate race in the August 4th primary and then November general election. Remarks from their event also came from Okemos resident Diane Holland, 60 years old, who survived breast cancer and has MS. Holland, whose disease caused her to retire from teaching early back in 2017. She said that the ACA Marketplace insurance plan saved her life by paying for very expensive treatments that she needed regarding her disease. Her monthly health insurance premium doubled at the start of this year from $124 a month to $252. She said that's real money. That's groceries, utilities. That's the difference between making it and not making it. Really? Retired school teacher. Only 60 years old, so she's not on Medicare just yet. Is claiming that $124 going up to $252 is the difference between making it and not making it. Holland concluded, "I'm standing here today because the ACA gave me a chance to live my life with dignity, to manage my MS, and to stay healthy after beating cancer. Mike Rogers wants to take that away from me, and not just from me, but from everyone who depends on the ACA to survive. We can't let this happen." Well, if that's their plan of attack on Mike Rogers, there's only going to be one thing that will allow him to be elected. If he defeats the other candidates running against him in the August primary, because there are choices. Bernadette Smith, who I plan to have on the show. And also I'm going to reach out to Genevieve Peters, another person running against Mike Rogers. We have to decide whether or not we're going to follow Donald Trump's endorsement of Rogers again this year, or are we going to vote for one of the other two candidates? Because with this baggage, this kind of plan of attacks, the Democrats already showing their hands as how they're going to attack Mike Rogers in November, there's only one way he wins. Too big to rig. Exactly what Donald Trump said yesterday at the Detroit Economic Club in Detroit. Trump won the state of Michigan by 80,000. Rogers lost to Elisa Slotkin by 19,000. That's basically a 99,000 vote swing. Trump wins by 80, Rogers loses by 19,000. The only way Rogers, if he ends up being the nominee, wins in November is if we get out the vote. It has got to be huge numbers in this midterm election. And why am I saying that? Historically, usually, 1 million to 1.5 million Republicans don't bother to vote in a midterm election. That's what happened in 2022. They did not vote. And as a result, the Democrats took back the state Senate. Something that hadn't been since 1982. Well, they did it in 2022. The Republicans controlled the state Senate for 40 years, died because 1.4 million Republicans didn't bother to vote in 2022. Basically, that's simple, folks. That's what happened. So, we have some talking to do. We have some vetting to do. And if Bernadette Smith can get some support, raise some money to make it a competitive race with Rogers, she might end up being actually a better candidate for us than Rogers. I got to tell you, Rogers simply has too much baggage. Voting against Obamacare, supporting the One Big Beautiful Bill. Well, his spin on it is that the One Big Beautiful Bill protects Medicaid, getting rid of the fraud and helping seniors, children, and the disabled, which is what it was intended to do. We'll see. Got a few other short stories for us in the third hour. Send your text messages to me, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
And now this...